Shalom. This is Billy Brim in the voice of one witness. We're here looking at current events in the light of Bible prophecy. And of course, if you are a Bible prophecy student, you know that Israel plays a supreme place in Bible prophecy. And right now in Israel, they have gone into Gaza as a result of a terrible mistake by Ariel Sharon and his cabinet, his ministry in 2005. The Jews were removed from Gaza. It's promised to them in the Bible, many places. We have that, of course, online, and we have it in our teaching. It belongs to Israel. But he, unadvisedly from heaven and from the Word of God, pushed out the Jews. And unadvisedly from many of his own advisors in the country, they told him, this will happen. They will fire upon Ashdod. They will fire upon Ashkelon. I read a report, and I didn't bring it with me, that Rabin had said, it's foolish to think they will ever fire upon Ashdod. Well, they fired thousands of rockets in the past few years. And Israel just sat there and took it and took it and took it, with the world pressuring them to do so. I'm sad to say, the United States of America. But then they came to the place where they had to do something. And they began with, of course, aerial attack upon the Hamas in Gaza. And now they have gone into Gaza and they have besieged Gaza City. They are also making some airstrikes from there. And they are knocking off the head of the Hamas. They are killing Hamas leaders. This is Thursday, January 15, from Fox News. Hamas Interior Minister Saeed Sayyam was killed in an Israeli airstrike in the Gaza Strip. Sayyam was in charge of 13,000 Hamas police and security officials, many of whom are involved in the Gaza conflict. Of course they are. They are terrorists. I also heard, and I'm not sure about this, but that a media center for Hamas was hit. I saw something, actually I saw it on CNN, but what I'm going to read to you right now is from Fox News, and it came Saturday, January 3rd, 2009. As Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and other world leaders try to broker a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. And of course, folks, this would not be a good agreement because they'd do it just like they have the other ceasefires. They would use it to build up their artillery. One former member of the militant Islamic organization said there will never be a lasting peace between the two groups. This Mossab Hassan Youssef is the son of one of Hamas's founding members. And he said there is no chance. Is there any chance for to coexist, for fire to coexist with water, he said? There's no chance for them to coexist. It's not about Israel. It's not about Hamas. It's about both ideologies. Youssef, son of Sheikh Hassan Youssef, one of the most influential leaders of the militant group, said the organization betrays the Palestinian cause and tortures its own ministers. Hamas was formed in the late 1980s as an outgrowth of the Palestinian branch of the radical Muslim Brotherhood, which operates primarily out of Egypt, and is considered a terrorist organization by the United States government. Hamas seized power in the Gaza Strip in 2007 in a violent coup against the more moderate Palestinian Authority led by Mahmoud Abbas. But they are really not moderate at all, and their terrorist arm is called Fatah. Youssef told how he was indoctrinated at an early age to use violence to challenge Israeli control in the region. As a teenager, he moved up within the organization and became the leader of the radical Islamic youth movement. He realized, however, he's now 30, the true nature of Hamas and radical Islam during a stint in an Israeli prison. I wonder what happened in that prison that caused him to see Hamas was darkness and other truths were light. He renounced his Muslim faith. He left his family in Ramallah and converted to Christianity. Islam is not the word of God, said Youssef. If you want to be offended, it's your problem. But you know something, go study. Think for a second that I might be right. Wake up, look at your path, see where you're going. Are you really going to heaven with 72 virgins after you kill yourself and kill another people? Youssef sought asylum in the United States. He's now attending an evangelical church group in San Diego. He said he was approached on the streets of Israel by a Christian tourist who invited him to a Bible study. And at that Bible study, he was given a Bible. There he read in the New Testament that it says, "Love your enemies." That convinced him that Hamas was darkness, who said, "Kill your enemies," and that there was another light. Fox News did a documentary. I did not see it. It's called Escape from Hamas, hosted by Bill Hemmer. I'm going to try to go online and see if I can find it. I'm sure it would be something very good to watch. But what I'm speaking to you now about is there is a judgment of the nations coming. The nations are, and you can watch, you can listen to our radio broadcast this week, where we're going to be talking just about that judgment of the nations, how it's going on now, and how it will climax. But one thing about it, God is merciful. And they have every chance to repent, which is exactly what this young man did. I'm sure God's trying to get to them the truth and the light. But they are, and as it is told us, we look at it in the light of Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy says in Psalm 83, verse 2, "Lo, thine enemies make a tumult. They that hate thee have lifted up the head." They're God's enemies. "They have taken crafty counsel against thy people." Thy people. God calls the Jews his people. "And consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. They have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against you." And of course, Osama bin Laden has issued a statement that we must have jihad and we must liberate Gaza. And so that should be reason enough for the nations of the world to know that if you don't want to be on the side of Osama bin Laden, but Osama bin Laden is saying it's jihad time now, we need to liberate what we call the land of Israel, and they call by another name. But God's going to judge it. And it says at the end of verse 18, Psalm 83, verse 18, he's going to rise up, he's going to judge it, "that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, are the Most High over all the earth." They say, let us cut them off from being a nation, but God's word says that the nation of Israel will never go away from the earth. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 31, 35. "Thus says the Lord, which gives the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, which divides the sea when the waves thereof roar. Jehovah of hosts is his name. If these ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever." If the sun and the moon disappear and all the stars, that's the day when the nation of Israel will disappear before God. But as long as you can look up and see the sun, as long as you can look up and see the moon and the stars, then you know that Israel is a nation before God on the earth. It doesn't matter what all of these enemies around about them say. It doesn't matter what all Christian replacement theology says. God doesn't mention a thing about Israel stopped to be a nation because of replacement theology, which says the church replaced the Israel. No, he says, as long as you can see the sun, the moon, and the stars, he says, "Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done to me, saith the Lord." Well, until you can measure the foundations of the earth, you're not going to be able to say that God has cast off the nation of Israel. And during the millennial reign, which is fast approaching, that will be the leading nation in the whole earth. Right now, we see some other enemies round about them. Rockets. Everyone was waiting with bated breath to see if Hezbollah would get on this. Hezbollah is from the north, and they are backed by Iran. And so on Wednesday, January 14, militants in Lebanon sent rockets crashing into northern Israel while Israeli aircraft pounded a Gaza cemetery. That's because they fire rockets out of the Gaza cemetery. Hamas weapons positions and tunnels used for smuggling witness, and this is what the Israelis bombed on that day. The rockets from Lebanon landed in open areas near the town of Kiryat Shmona, causing no injuries or damage. Residents of northern Israel were instructed to head to bomb shelters following the second attack from Lebanon in less than a week. Well, we don't know exactly who's doing this in Lebanon, but it's bound to be some, if not the main body of the Hezbollah, at least some sympathizers and some of their groups that have rockets. But they fired into northern Israel. Everyone was hoping that Hezbollah would not get in on this, because Hezbollah means Iran might be getting in on this. But we have here a report from January 14 that Israel fired back after three rockets exploded in the Kiryat Shmona region of northern Israel. Five Katyusha rockets had been fired from two places in South Lebanon. We always go into the very north of Israel. Where we are, we go to Misgav Am, we can look over into Lebanon, and we know what they have there, bunkers, and they have stored up all kinds of weaponry and rockets to use against Israel. We've looked in Kiryat Shmona, we visited Kiryat Shmona, we visited a bunker there. The people of Kiryat Shmona for years, this northernmost town of Israel, have been rocketed from Lebanon. And the people there, they have to go into bunkers, and they do it to occupy the land, and it's really quite a horrible thing to have to live there. We went to visit them after the Lebanon War, 2006. We went into one of the bunkers. It was so bad. People had been going into there, and now I understand that Israel has fixed up these bunkers, but the bathrooms didn't work. And they had to be down there for days and days during that attack in 2006. So, of course, now they live in high-rise apartment buildings. Of course, you have to go to the bathroom, and you have to occasionally take a shower. And so the people would run from these bunkers back to their houses, and that's when they were killed. The people who were killed in northern Lebanon lost their lives when they were running between those bunkers and back to their houses. So it's no fun. It's horrible. It's shocking, and the people who they have neurological problems. Even the children, neurotic problems, maybe not neurological, but problems with their nerves, having to undergo such a thing. So it's a good thing that Israel has gone into Gaza, and they must stay there until they complete the job. This is Billy Brown saying, Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow. And I do hope you can be with us. Give us a call at 417-336-4877 or go online to billybrim.org. You're there right now. And you can listen to our radio broadcaster. You can listen to them right here on this station where you're hearing me today. But we do archive them there in case you missed the broadcast. And we have some very important things that we're going to be saying to you in the next 2 weeks. We're going to be talking about, there is one thing that will save America. What does America need to be saved from? Judgment. And we're going to be talking about that first off on the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. This is Billy Brim. Shalom till tomorrow.